Live and local, this is the Morning Primetime Newsmaker.
Our Monday Newsmaker is brought to you by Prairie Land Partners' John Deere, located 1 mile west of Emporia on West Highway 50, delivering the right solution.
You don't need a green thumb to have a great-looking property. You do, however, need a green mower. Prairie Land Partners is ready to help you get your property looking great this spring with the new John Deere zero-turn lawnmower. With fast speeds and better precision, everyone will be talking about your lawn. Visit your local Prairie Land Partners to test drive a Z-Track mower today or shop online, prairielandpartners.com.
Delivering the right solution, Prairie Land Partners.
KVOE, we are live and we are local, and we're happy that you're with us on this Monday morning, the final Monday of the month of March. It is 7:20 with 27 degrees, and we're pleased to be joined on our primetime newsmaker this morning via the KVOE Sutherland studio line by Emporia Farmers Market Coordinator Tricia Fullerton here on a Monday. Tricia, good morning. How are you?
I'm fine. How are you today?
We're doing well. Thanks for joining us today. How did things go at the annual meeting that you just had a few days back?
Oh, we had a great meeting. We had a wonderful turnout with a lot of our vendors, and probably the biggest news we want everyone to know that came out of our meeting on Saturday is that our Saturday farmers markets outdoors will now be starting at 8 a.m. instead of 8:30.
Ooh, a little bit of a change. Does this kind of, if memory serves me correctly, this kind of goes back to the longstanding tradition, does it not?
Yes, it does, and we had a lot of vendors coming to us saying, hey, we think it'd be great to go back to the 8 a.m. Start time, so they brought that up. We brought that out to the meeting, and everybody voted on that, and that was the decision that, yeah, 8 a.m. is a great time to start our morning markets just a little bit earlier for those who really like to get out and going in the morning.
All right, so, and that will start with the spring markets then?
Correct. That'll start that first Saturday in May, which I believe is May 6th, that we start our outdoor season this year. 41 years.
How does it feel to be right now less than a month away from the regular season, as what we've been calling it now for a few years, and with the winter market still going strong?
Yeah, it's exciting. Obviously, as it starts warming up, people are ready to get outside and start growing. So we're hoping for a great growing season this year where we can have a lot of things to offer, fresh, or people coming to the farmer's market.
Do you start chomping at the bit a bit when temperatures are really nice and you're still holding it indoors, Tricia?
Yeah, we do, and people do as well. And we just say, you know, hang in there. Obviously, there's a lot of cold still to come. We feel that this morning. But we really get excited, yes, ready for all of that fresh stuff to come in.
Will there be anything new for vendors besides the time that they need to keep in mind, some maybe some new rules, regulations, or policies that'll be in place here for the upcoming market season?
Things will mostly be the same as they have been. We've been able to obviously come out a lot more since COVID, but we do still ask people to watch the social distancing and things like that. But we will be following pretty much the way we always do. One thing we would really like to get out this year as we're starting our outdoor season is to let people know it's so easy to become a vendor at the farmers market and very reasonable. It's only $25 for a vendor fee for the entire year to attend any markets that you want, and the vendors really get to choose that when they come and when they don't come, if they're not available. That is totally up to them. We charge a 15% commission. But with that, which is very unique to us, we pay your sales tax for you. So the vendors don't have to have their own tax ID number and do some of that extra paperwork. We take care of all of that for you through the farmers market out of the commission that is paid.
All right. And, well, how the winter farmers market's been going? You hold those at Waters Hardware, the first and third Saturdays of the month at 10 a.m. How have they been going?
We've had a great indoor season. We've continued to have some fresh leafy greens and carrots, as well as our normal baked goods. We've had a regular honey vendor that joined us later last year. So it's been great to have that to offer again regularly at the market. And it's been a wonderful indoor season. We're really looking forward. We have one more this Saturday, and then 2 weeks after that, that will be our last indoor market. And I think we may get to, if the weather's nice, we're going to get a set up outside in the garden center at Waters so you can come out and do all of that shopping with our vendors. Talk to our vendors about growing tips. They love to share their ideas of the things that they do and the practices that they use in order to have the best produce that they can.
Tricia Fullerton, again, joining us here on the Newsmaker segment here this morning, 724 on KVUE and KVUE.com. Tricia, when it comes to the partnership that you've been able to establish at Waters, and it's been in place now for several years, how has that benefited the market as a whole, really from your perspective, and also from the individual vendor perspectives?
You know, we can't be more thankful for the way that Waters Hardware works with us. They get everything set up and ready for us. So as a vendor, you really only have to bring your items and show up. They have tables ready for us. They have chairs set up. We love the partnership with people coming through Waters who are getting ready for their gardening. And we have our regular people that we see at every market. We love having them come on in because you can pick up those fresh eggs. You can pick up so many things with us, and then you can still do your shopping at Waters. So we can't thank them enough for everything that they do for the farmers market.
So, Tricia, when again is the last indoor market?
The last indoor market is going to be April 15th.
Okay.
And that will be inside. There's a lot going on at Waters that weekend as well. So we hope everyone will come out and join us.
Are you going to have any special activities that will be part of the regular market once that gets started in May? Things like music or some other demonstrations or things like that?
We are definitely looking forward to having some live music as well as some hot foods available, some breakfast items on Saturday mornings or some dinners available sometimes when we get our Wednesday markets going. We always love having that. We have someone new working with the farmers market a little bit. Her name is Andrea, and she is getting some things ready. We'll have special programs for the kids going on, in part thanks to the Lions Club and some grant money that they gave to us. And we still have some of that left over from last year. So we're looking forward to having some really fun activities for kids. It'll be a great family event.
All right, so the last indoor market, April 15th. And tell us again, Tricia, when we go outdoors.
We go outdoors on May the 6th, and we will start every Saturday when we get to May.
And how do you become a vendor?
Become a vendor by simply calling the farmers market. You can go online and go to our website, and you can find more information on that, as well as you can email me. Our email address is on there. You can reach out to me on Facebook through a message, and I will get back to you with all that information on becoming a market or a market vendor or a friend of the market. That's also available to people who just love the farmers market and would like to help support it.
Well, Tricia, thanks for putting a little spring on our Monday here. We appreciate that.
Yeah, thank you so much.
All right, have a good day.
Thanks, Tricia.
Thanks, you too.
Yeah, Tricia Fullerton, Farmers Market Coordinator, Emporia Farmers Market Coordinator on our primetime Newsmaker this morning, Chuck.
All right, and if you'd like to be part of that 720 interview slot every weekday morning, this week's full and most of next week's full, too. So our first available date will be a week from Thursday, which is April 6th. If you want that date or the 7th, give us a call at 620-342-1400 or email kvue@kvue.com. SOS Director Connie Cahoon joins us tomorrow morning at 720. It's a late preview of Hopapalooza.
Coming up this Friday night at the Boyer Community Building. And our Newsmaker this morning brought to you by Prairie Land Partners John Deere, 1 mile west of Emporia on Highway 50. Prairie Land Partners John Deere, delivering the right solution. KVOE Live and Local, 728, 27 degrees. Stay tuned. We'll check the weather next.
Hi, this is Laura Evans with USD 252 Southern Lyon County. We will be holding Early Childhood Roundup at the